Defining good parenting is neither simple nor straightforward. Yet for Dr. Sharon Lamb, it's her job. For decades, she's worked as a psychologist and expert witness, often helping determine whether a child stays with birth parents or is raised by another family. The opioid epidemic has changed her professional life, with more and more children coming in to stay custody. But it also changed her personal life when she discovered that her son was addicted. Dr. Lamb's new book is about how that experience caused her to deeply question the ways we measure and judge parenting. Dr. Lamb, welcome to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.
In your book, you write about several parents and children you've evaluated. And at one point in the book, one thing that you wrote struck me. You said, "I know the stakes are high and that I'm almost always unsure." Why is that?
Well, you can't predict the future, and people are presenting their best selves to you in an evaluation. There's a lot that goes wrong in really wonderful families, too. I think I just hate to be part of somebody's experience of loss, even if I'm making a way for them into a family that can keep them much more safe than their original family.
You also write that you tend to want to protect women at the same time you're making a decision that may be very traumatic for someone who's likely been traumatized.
Right. I mean, that's a central dilemma for me, that I sit there in these rooms with mothers and I totally empathize with them. And as a psychologist who also provides therapy, I empathize with what they've been through, and I want to reach out to them and help them and treat them with compassion. And then I see their children, and I see what their children have been through. And I know that if I make a determination that the child should be freed for adoption, I'm just one more trauma this woman is going to experience in her life.
Are you concerned that writing about this, writing your story personally and professionally, would cause others to question your objectivity?
I was prepared to never work as an expert witness again after writing this book. I'll tell you that, you know, there's this one line in the book that everyone picks up on that I really regret, because it's just an over-dramatized way of saying it, where I say, "I take children away from their parents," you know.
Right.
And I dread that coming up in court someday, because I really don't. It's really not my determination. It really is the judge's. Sometimes I end a report by just saying, "This is what the likely outcome is, in my opinion. These are the risks. It's up to you."
How would you say the opioid epidemic has affected your work?
Professionally, it's harder and harder to know whether this mother or that mother is going to overcome it. In the past, if somebody had an addiction and they relapsed, we were like, "They're relapsing. They're not serious about their addiction. Off with them. You know, let's free the child for adoption." Now it's trickier, because we understand that somebody who is on their way to being okay is going to relapse. How do you judge that? How long can this child wait? That's where the best interest of the child gets pitted against what good enough mothering is.
And then what about personally? As we mentioned at the beginning, you discovered that your son was addicted. Did that make you more compassionate toward people struggling with addiction?
Absolutely. It made me understand this idea of relapse being part of recovery. I think I give a lot of credit to the people who are on the other side of addiction, and a lot of credit for people who have sponsors. And I've learned a lot from them, whether or not my determination at the end of my report is, you know, for reunification or not. But I'll tell you that one of the interesting things that I feel a little guilty about, because, you know, I was wrong, is that I had seen at that time so many mothers and fathers who had been to the places in Vermont and relapsed over and over again. Mm. And in my mind, those places didn't work. Well, of course they worked. They worked as well as any other rehab center, and I didn't have to send my son all the way to Texas.
And how is your son doing now?
He's doing well. I finished the first year of a master's program, and he has two children, clean and sober, as they say. And I'm glad that he kept trying, and I'm glad that he trusted us to tell us about the addiction. And I'm glad that I got the parenting help, too, to know when I could help and when I had to sit back and wait and realize at that point I was helpless. But I wasn't always helpless.
Dr. Sharon Lamb is a psychologist and expert witness. She's also a professor at UMass Boston. Her new book is titled The Not good enough mother. Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.